Hi, everybody, and welcome back. A picture says a thousand words, but nevertheless, as an MC, we still have to be excellent speakers. So, how do we keep the audience captivated, intrigued, and interested in what we are saying when we fin after we finished our fantastic opening? Well, I find a great way of captivating and engaging the audience is using metaphors. Why a metaphor? Okay. A metaphor paints a picture, a visual, an imagery. In other words, when you use metaphors, we create pictures in the audience's mind, but we're using words. And why do we want to do this? Because, guys, people think in pictures. Again, people connect and remember images. If I ask you to think of an apple, what comes to mind? Do you see the letters A, P, P, L, E? Or do you see a picture of a nice juicy apple? Honestly, the majority of human beings will see the picture of the nice juicy apple. Actually, the one thing we connect with as babies, once we're born, are images. The first thing that we connect with are images. So metaphors actually paint that image, paint that picture, and project that image. So when you speak and you sprinkle what you're saying with metaphors, you're going to be far more impactful than just using normal words. And this, guys, will definitely make you more interesting and more memorable. When you ramble on and just talk, 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 very little is going to go into the audience's brain. And there's a lot of distractions. They're eating, they're talking, they're drinking. People are moving around as well. Also, audiences are already very comfortable and familiar with metaphors. So when you use them, you are already very relatable to the audience, and you can easily build a rapport. Now, metaphors can also be a fun way of saying something. So, for example, if I say to the audience, hands up, how many of you are hungry? This is one way of asking. But what if I say, hands up, how many of you could eat a horse? Actually, most of the time, I ask both questions. First off, I'll ask how many of you are hungry. And when I get the response, I'll follow it up with, and how many of you could eat a horse? Which usually gets even a bigger response. So you tell me, which one do you think is more colorful and impactful? Let me give you another example. Guys, here's the latest exercise craze recommended for the busy working person. Jogging, climbing, jumping, and running. Huh? I know what you're saying, Donna. Jogging, climbing, jumping, and running, they're not new. Oh, yes, they are. This is the new method for the busy working person. Now, with so much stress at work, the only chance to exercise is to jog your memory. The work you're given makes you climb the wall. You jump to conclusions, and finally, at the end of the day, you run out of steam. Or another example of a metaphor. As my plastic surgeon always says, if life gives you lemons, just a small operation can turn it into melons. Okay, I'm using metaphors here in the form of a joke. But again, these jokes are cute because the metaphors paint a picture. Get it? Jogging, climbing, jumping, and running. Jog your memory. Climb up the wall. Jump to conclusions and run out of steam. Don't they paint a different picture in your mind? Of course they do. Now, another reason why I think we're so familiar with metaphors is because some of the most memorable songs that we like have metaphors in their title or are using lots of metaphors in the verses, and we become very familiar with them. I mean, if I think about the songs, okay, let's go back way back. Have you heard of Cry Me a River? Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. This song never goes out of fashion. What about this one? You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Okay, Hound Dog, one of the most famous recognizable songs. You are the sunshine of my life. Huh? Remember that one? What about this one? Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around, love is in the air. Hmm? Memorable? You light up my life. You light up my life. You are the wind beneath my wings. Shot through the heart and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. It's all about the bass, about the bass, no treble. All about the bass, no treble. Okay, you get the idea, right? Metaphors are used everywhere. And the songs that use metaphors are usually really popular and very memorable. So cash in on the bandwagon. There's a metaphor there. And use metaphors in your show. So you can use metaphors in many ways when you speak. And I'm going to include a list of some well-known popular metaphors. And you can look up your own, see how you can work them into your events and make yourself more colorful, more interesting, and more memorable. Now, guys, the key points here. Key point number one, metaphors paint a word picture. Key point number two, metaphors make you more impactful and memorable. And key point number three, metaphors are a fun way of saying something. So your action steps for this module. Excuse me. Action step number one, research some metaphors that you like. Action step number two, work these metaphors into your routines. And action step number three, use this more picturesque, colorful way of speaking in your events. Now, I know this module is food for thought. So, guys, I want you to pull up your socks because I'm going to crack the whip on this one so you guys can build your business, make more money, and live your dreams. Okay, did you spot the metaphors I just used? Bye, guys. See you in the next module.